Today's daf is Becharos daf Samach. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we again thank him for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi. We are holding on daf Nuntes on base at the Amar Rava Hayulo Arba Asar Tala'im. So it's about halfway down the page. Hayulo Yud Dalit Tala'im. If a person had 14 Tala'im. So we're going to first discuss three different halachos or cases that would emerge from Rava's Chiddush that we learned yesterday, that the Minyan Haraui is a pater from Maisos as well, that even something that was counted in a proper way but it never came to fruition, that it actually became Maiser Behema, so whatever was counted in a proper way that was on in the path toward Maiser Behema, even though it never led to actual Maiser Behema, is going to be pater from Maisos as well. Then we're going to have another Chiddush of Rava, that a person cannot say that if he has 15, 16 talayim, that he's only going to bring 10 of them into the deer and take one of them from Meiser and the rest will be Pater. He has to bring them all into the to the pen and deal with Meiser Behema. In that way, the Gemara is going to question that din and the mechanics of that din. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss what the din is in a number of different circumstances where you made a mistake when it comes to Meiser Behema. What if two animals come out at once? What if you miscount the animals as they come out? So the Gemara is going to discuss the issue of two animals coming out at once, and Kara Lachi Asiri, Asiri Chi, Lachanas or Asiri, the case where you call the 9th 1-10 and the 10th 1-9 and the 11th 1-10, how they all how the Kedusha relates to all of them, and also if you're Kari Betaus to one shame to two different animals that come out at the same time. That's going to be the what Amud Beis is pretty much all about. So let's begin on Nuntes Amud Beis, about halfway down the page. Via Maravel, Hayilo Yudal Tzlaim, if a person had 14 Tzlaim that are Chayv in Maiser Behema, V'chnisan L'dir, and he brought them into the pen, and the pen happened to have more than one door. It had more than one way out. V'yatzu Shisha B'Pesach Zeh, so six of the 14 came out through one door, and you're counting them. You count them 1 through 6. V'arba B'Pesach Zeh, and then four come out through another door, so they're not mitstaref for Maiser Behema because they didn't come out through the same location. Then V'arba Nishtayru Sham, there are four that are still left inside the deer. So Osam Arba'ah, the four that are left in the deer, in B'Pesach HaShisha Yetzu, if they go out through the same doorway that these six originally came out, No Telech Mehem, so one of them becomes Maiser Behema, because then 10 had emerged, had come out through that single opening. Vashar, and the other four that snuck out through the other door, Mitztarf and Legoren Acher, they're going to have to combine for some other Goren for Maiser Behema. You'll have to save those for the next time you take Maiser Behema, and you'll put them in the pen with all the other animals that you can have the next time you take Maiser Behema, because they were never put from Maiser Behema, since they were never part of a count that could have even possibly led to Maiser Behema, because when they came out, there were only four more after them, which would not have equaled 10. So they were never part of a cheshbon that could have even possibly led to Maiser Behema. But the Imlav, but if these last four don't go out in the same door that the first six went out from, rather they go through the door that the other four went out from, then Shisha Peturin, the six original ones that went out, the first six that had gone out through door number one, are all going to be Pater, because that was a Minyan Haraui. At the time that those six came out, they could have been followed by another four, and it could have led to Maiser Behema. It didn't, because the other eight all went out through door number two, but it could have been, and therefore those six are going to be put from Maiser Behema. That's the din of Minyan Haraui. V'arba'a arba'a, and the first four that went out through door number two, and the second four that went out through door number two, mitstar from the Goren Acher. None of those could have been put from Maiser Behema, because that was not a Minyan Haraui, and therefore we need to save them for the next time you're going to take Maiser Behema. You'll put them in the pen with a whole bunch of other animals, and that's how you'll take Maiser Behema from them. So that is permutation number one. That is case number one that emerges from Rava's Chiddush of Minyan HaRa'ui being put from Maiser. He's going to have three. Case number two, Yatzu Arba'a B'Pesach Zeh. Let's say four came out through door number one. V'Shisha B'Pesach Zeh. And then six came out through door number two. V'nishtayru sham arba'a, which leaves four left that are still in the pen. im osamar ba'a b'pesach hashisha yatsu, if the four that are still left in the pen go out through the door that the six went out from, so that makes 10 that go out through door number 2, notomayim echad, so certainly one of them is going to be meiser beim, because you had 10 animals that all went out from door number 2, vashar, and the other four that went out through door number 1, peturim are potter from meiser beim, because at the time that they went out through door number 1, they could have been followed by another 6, and they could have been part of a meiser beim account, so therefore they are a minyan hara'ui, and that's all you need in order to pater from Meiser Behema. But v'im lav, if the last four did not go out through the door that the six went out from, rather they went out through the door that the first four went out from, or they just stayed there, they stayed in the deer, arba'a, the first four that went out through door number 1, vishisha, and the next six that went out through door number 2, peturim, they're all going to be pater, because all of them are a minyan hara'ui, meaning the first four and the next six, that one, the first one that went out through door number 1 could have been followed by 10 animals outside of its door. The next six that went out of door number 2 could have been followed by another 4 out of door number 2. Could have. Neither of those things happened, but they could have. And since they could have, that's what makes them a minyan hara'oi, and therefore they're pater from Meiser Behema. Va'arba'a, and the four that are left behind, that never went out at all, or that went out through the first door where only four went out, the original four went out from, are mitzar from the Goren Acher. They are never a minyan hara'oi, and therefore they're mitzarif to the next Goren. The next time you're going to be mafresh Meiser Behema, you'll include these last four animals as well. So that is halacha number 2 that emerges from this din of minyan hara'oi. And then halacha number 3. Yatsu arba'a b'pesach zeh. You have four animals that go out through door number 1. The arba'a b'pesach zeh, and four animals that go out through door number 2, which leaves how many behind? Remember, 14 animals in total, leaves 6 behind, which means those 6 could have followed out through door number 1 and been milchayev, the first four of Meiser Behema, or they could have followed through door number 2 and been mechayev the second four of Meiser Behema, which means that the first four and the second four were both a minyan hara'ui. Even though these four went out through door number 1, those four went out through door number 2, each of them could have been followed by enough animals to be mechayev and Meiser Behema, and therefore they're both a minyan hara'ui. V'nishtayru sham shisha, 6 tala'im are left behind. Im osan shisha, yatsu pesach echad, if those 6 go out through one of the psachim, notel mehem echad, whichever door those 6 go out from, you're going to have to take one as meiser behema, vashar peturin, and the other 4 that went out through the other door that the 6 did not follow are going to be pater from meiser behema, because they are a minyan hara'oi. Vimlav, but if those 6 do not go out through one of the doors that the other 4 went out from, they go out through a third door, or they just stay there, they stay in the deer, they never emerge from the deer, so then arba'a peturim, each of the first two sets of 4 are going to be pater, because each of them is a minyan hara'ui, the shisha mitzarif from the goren acher, and the 6 that remain behind are going to be mitzarif to your next goren for meiser behema. So those are the 3 permutations of Rava, of what would follow from Rava's din, that a minyan hara'ui is pater from meiser behema. Says the Gemara, I could have written these myself. I don't need the Gemara to tell me all of this. My kamashmalan, what's Rava being mechadesh by coming up with all of these different cases that are simple applications of the idea of minyan hara'ui? What's he telling me? The minyan hara'ui poter? That minyan hara'i ipatus from Meiser Behema, va'amar Rava Chadazimna. Rava already taught me that minyan hara'i patters from Meiser Behema. So by telling it to me again, it's not really being mechadish anything. So says the Gemara, no, it is a chiddish, because ma'u detema vaday minyan hara'i aminan safek minyan hara'i chazilahacha lo aminan kamash malan. I would have thought, you know, when we say minyan hara'i, when you know how things are meant to be, when it's meant to follow in a path where 10 are certainly supposed to come out of this door. I have a pen with 10 animals in it, and I open up the door. There's only one doorway. I open it up just a little bit. The six animals come out, and then something crazy happens. Four of them die, or four of them just jump over the fence. But that wasn't meant to be. I mean, it was very clear that they were supposed to follow these four. That's when we say minyan harotwi. But if even at the time of the minyan, you have, it could just as easily happen that these the 10 animals will not emerge from this doorway as it could that 10 animals will emerge from this doorway. If it's about 50-50, they can go out through this doorway, they can go out through another doorway. That's only a suffix minyan harotwi. So when I count those first few animals through this doorway, since the next ones might come out here, or they might go out through the other doorway, it's a 50-50, so, and there's no more reason for them to come out through this doorway than the other, then maybe I would not say minyan harotwi patur from meiser, so come out shalom. That's why Rav has to tell me that even a suffix minyan harotwi would patur from meiser. That's enough to patur from meiser as well. There is an interesting, so what we see over here is that when what do we have? We have the case where four come out of door number one, four come out of door number two. They each could have been followed by the next six, but even if neither of them were followed by the next six, they each could have been followed by the next six. So they are both a minyan haro'i, and therefore those six that remain behind, in a certain sense, pater the first group of four and the second group of four from Meiser Behema. There is a tshuva in the Torah Lishma. A person, the Torah Lishma discusses a person who, Rahman al-Salam, lost his father and his mother in the same year in very close proximity to each other. Not at all an uncommon situation. Sometimes one spouse passes away and the other one follows very, very shortly thereafter. So the shaila was, should he say one Kaddish for both of his parents, or should he say Kaddish for one of his parents and hire someone to say Kaddish? He doesn't want to rob one of his parents of a Kaddish. I mean, normally he would say Kaddish for each one separately, and now he's only going to be able, he's only one person, so what's he going to do? He's not going to daven Shacharis and Mincha Maariv twice each day. So he's so should he say one Kaddish for both of his parents, or should he hire someone to say Kaddish for the year? And he would also say Kaddish for the year. So the Torah Lishma points out that the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, that Yisrael are Yotzim Yidei Chavasim B'Chagiga with Nedarim and Nedavos and Meiser Behema. So the fact that Yichayev and Shai Yimos Hashanah in Nedarim and Nedavos, you could be still Yotzei your Mitzvah Chagiga, and the animal will count as both Yichayev Neder and Nedava, and as your chagiga counts lekan lekan. Or someone, the Shulchan Aruch passes in Tavkuf Samaches, that if someone takes a neder to fast yamim ritzufim, he takes a neder, he's going to fast whatever, five straight days or something like that, and it turns out that there's a tightness in between, so it's olulo lekan lekan, that even if in that window of time there's a tightness, it can count for both one and the other. So he says lechara, the same is true with saying kaddish for parents. And then after he gives a whole arichos with stud in one way and the other, he says that anyway, it's much better that you say Kaddish yourself than to hire someone else, because that would be a bizayon to one of your parents. Which one is going to get your Kaddish, right? You're gonna hire someone to say Kaddish for your mother, and you're going to say for your father, it's a bizayon to your mother. You're going to tell me, no, but I always learned that the chiv of Kibbut Av supersedes the chiv of Kibbut Eim. No, it's only when they're both alive and married to each other. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses, what if parents are divorced? So then what do you do if they both ask you for a glass of water? So the Gemara says, yeah, get a glass of water, put it down, and run away. Let them deal with it. Meaning there's nothing you could do to decide, because the chiyuv is equal. So he says, huadin la'achar misasam, the chiyuv becomes equal. And then he says, maybe it's a raya from our sugya. How's it a raya from our sugya? That Rava says, minyan ha-ra'oi is poter. That if a person has eser behemos, and he starts to count eight behemos, and one of those that are left behind dies, so he doesn't have 10 anymore, the 8 that he already counted are patur from Meiser Behema, and the behemos that remain behind are mitzdarif legarin acher. And even our Gemara concludes that, like we just said, a suffik minyan haro'i patur from Meiser, 4 behemos go out from this Pesach, 4 from the other Pesach, 6 are left behind, those 6 could be mitzdarif with either of the groups of 4 that went out through door number 1 or door number 2. all eight behemoths that went out initially, the four from door number one, the four from door number two, are pata from Eisav Behemoth. Why? Because the six that were left behind are Olu L'Kan and they're Olu L'Kan. So you see that it works, that you have a lot of times in Halacha where one set can pater two different things. So you can have one day of Tainis that paters two Chiyuvim of fast day, one animal that paters two separate Karbanos, and one Kaddish can pater two separate Chiyuvim of Kaddish. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, as far as Kaddish Yasum is concerned, that if you have a number of Avelim in a Beis HaKnesses, so they make a Gorel Beina Avelim. And he says that in the name of Maharan, that someone who is an Avel Al Aviv, and then his mother dies, B'toch HaShloshim, so he has all of the Kaddishim for the din of the Shloshim, meaning they used to be only one person in the Shul says a Kaddish. So they would have certain Kaddishim that were reserved for people in Shloshim, and other Kaddishim that were reserved for people in Yud Beis Chodesh. So he said he would get all of the Shloshim Kaddishim for his mother, and he also gets a chelek of the Kaddishim for the Yud Beis Chodesh, together with the other Avelim, for his father. But the Be'er Halacha quotes from a Knesset Yecheskel that no, he only gets the Shloshim Kaddishim because Zichron Echad Ola L'Kan L'Kan. Whatever Kaddish he's going to say for his mother will also be Ola for his father. So even though he was only Zochet to that Kaddish on account of his mother, but once he's saying the Kaddish, it's going to work for both of them. So the Torah L'Shma then discusses, what about the minhag of lighting a yahrzeit candle for Yud Beis Chodesh? Should he light one ner for his father and mother, or does he need two neros? And he says that he should light a ner l'kolecha b'fnei atzmo, because that is very easy to do, and why should they have to have a ner b'shutvus only if he's an ani and he can't afford it? So then he could light one ner. The Ramah writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Tafresh Yud that the noeg in Yom Kippur to light a ner neshama for a father and mother that die. And the Eliyahu Rabbah says that it sounds like a single ner for both of them is sufficient. In Shuvah Parkasta Da Anya, he says, why is it enough for one ner for both the father and mother? The chiv of kibud l'chora applies to both of them. So he answers based on a kolbo. The kolbo writes that the minhag to have kol echad madlik b'mekomo, a certain ner in Yom Kippur for it to be mechaper for his father and for his mother, is because it's a kavod Hashem Yisbarach, meaning ba'urim kibdu Hashem, that when you add light, it's a kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Hidliku lefanai ner sheyishmer nishmosechem shekriya ner." Light a ner in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the neshamos. So the point is that you're not really lighting a ner for mother, you're not lighting a ner for father, you're lighting a ner for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's one ner, says the Aparkasta Da'anya, and Mimela HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch the neshamos of those that were close to that person. So that's not over the, you know, one ner being Ola L'Kan L'Kan, it's Ola for one thing, for covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what we mentioned yesterday. Rav Shechter thought that one should not light such candles on Yantif itself. I mean, if you have enough light in the room, and then lighting such a candle is not really adding anything, so then maybe lighting such a candle is just a violation of Melacha on Yantif, if you don't have any use for the candles. So better to light it before Yantif, light one of those extra long 48-hour candles if you have 2 days of Yantif or something like that, but to light before Yantif rather than to light after Yantif. There's Tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak where he discusses somewhat similar, but not exactly. He discusses a case where you have two minyanim going on. They have two aveilim, two chiyuvim, and instead of following the dinei kedima of who gets what, you know, member over a non-member, and shloshim over Yud Beis Chodesh, and all of that, and instead of chas shalom anyone being mevater or whatever, so they had to make two separate minyanim. So, but the problem was there were only 19 people. So they had 9 people in one room, 9 people in the other room, and one guy was going to be, olu l'kan or l'kan. So Minchas Yitzchak says, ridiculous. I mean, he can't answer to anybody. He's like, trey kali lo mishtami, trey minyani is lo mishtami. Aside from the fact there's just the physical configuration of it. You're not really mitzdareif unless you're in the room with the people. If you're in a separate room, so what? Which room is he going to be in when they're having two separate? They're doing it in the same room. That's stam inappropriate. The whole to have two separate minyanim going on simultaneously in the same room. So that's that lechara doesn't is not a great idea. That doesn't work. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Ve'alma Rava, another chiddush that Rava has. Hayulo chamisha asur tlaim. If a person has 15 tlaim, so lo yomar, he should not say ever asara. I'll take the 10 weakest ones, right? V'achnisim l'dir, and I'll take, you know, the 5 really, really strong ones I'm not going to deal with right now. The 10 weakest ones I'll bring into the deer. V'etel mehem echad, and then I'll count them out, and I'll do ma'isr behema. I'll take one of them from ma'isr behema. V'ashar peturim, and the other 5, let them be potter from ma'isr behema. Because they were never in the deer together with the 10. Ela konsan, rather, what you have to do is you have a konsan the deer, you have to put all 15 in the deer, umotzi asara, and you count out 10 as they come out of the Pesach, v'notel mehem echad, and one of the 10 that comes out is your ma'aser behema, v'ashar mitzar from the goren acher, and the other 5, you'll have to wait for the next goren to be ma'aser with behemos that are born between now and the next goren. They're not putter from the chiv of ma'aser behema that was already chal on them when they were put into the deer. So says Gemara Tanya Nami Yachu, we have a raya to Rava from a brisa. The brisa says if one has 15 tlaim, lo yomar ever asara ve'etol me'en echad v'ashar p'turim. Don't say, let me just take 10 of them, I'll put them in the deer, I'll take one of them as ma'aser behema, and the rest of them, the other 5 that are outside of the deer, are going to be patur ma'aser. Elakons on the deer, bring all of them into the deer. Umotzi asara, take 10 of them out of the door, open up the door a little bit, count out 10. V'notol me'en echad, and you take one of them as ma'aser behema, v'ashar mitzar from the goren acher. Meaning, mamish, word for word, what Rava says. Sometimes you have a brisa that the halacha somehow is, sort of a support for, over here it's mamish, word for word. So ask the Gemara and Rava, but wait a second, Vatanya, we have another brisa. Tisha asar tla'im, if one has 19 tla'im, lo yomari should not say evar asara, let me choose 10 tla'im, I'll bring them into the deer, ve'etol mehen echad, and I'll take one from ma'aser behema, v'ashar, and the other 9 piturin will be pater, ela konsan the deer, bring them all 19 into the deer, motzi asara, count out 10 to come out, v'notel mehen echad, one of them should be ma'aser, so far we're good. But Vashar Peturin, this brisa ends up, and the other 9 that never came out of the entrance of that deer, they're all pata from Meiser Behema. So not like Rava said, and the original brisa said, that the ones that remained behind, that were not part of the first 10, but it wasn't enough to have a second 10, there were only 5 more, or 6 more, or 7 more, or 8 more, or 9 more, there wasn't 10 more, that Rava originally said, those are going to have to be mitzarif l'goren haba, to the next goren from Meiser Behema. But over here you have the brisa says that they're totally potter from ma'aser behema. So answers the Gemara, really the halacha is like Rava, that the remaining tzloim in the deer are chayv and ma'aser and they're mitzdarif l'goren acher. Aye, the brisa says when you have 19, the 9 that remain behind are potter entirely. Tirgum Rav Huna bar Schora kamei de Rava birigla. The brisa is talking about. I'm sorry, birigla. He darshened on when Rava was darshening the halachas of the regel on the Shabbos before the regel, which was the practice that they would get together on the Shabbos before the regel to darshan, to learn the halachos. So he was mitargeting this brisa bedir sheyesh lo shnei psachim askinan. The brisa is talking about a deer that has 2 doorways. V'yatzu tisha bepesach zeh, v'tisha bepesach zeh. 9 animals went out through one door, another 9 animals went out through another door. Dehechad, the remaining one, chazilachu lahacha. This is what we call a minyan hara'oi. All 9 that went out through door number 1 could have been part of a ma'aser behema cheshbon because they could have been followed by a 10th. All 9 who went out through door number 2 could have been part of ma'aser behema because they also could have been followed by the 10th. Okay, the 10th only came out one way or the other, but in that case, they're all going to be potter, because it's all a din of a minyan harotway. And the 10th one is going to be kadosh, whichever door it goes out from. And even if it stayed back in the deer, the other 18 animals are all going to be potter, because they were all part of a minyan harotway. So now the Gemara says, why does Rav Huna bar Schora have to say that that's what the Brisa is talking about, that there are shnei psachim? There's a better way to touch up the Brisa. Vilishnile, he could have been mitaretz to Rava, that the Brice is talking about where there's only one door, but kagon shemana tisha, that he counted 9 tlaim, vichimata asara, when he got to number 10 and came out of the doorway, kari chad meresha, he messed up, and he started counting 1 again. He started from number 1, so he did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So the 10th one, he didn't call Asiri. The 19th one was called Asiri, so it patterns the 9 that came before it. But But the first nine that came out originally, that he initially counted without counting a tenth one, are also patur, because they're definitely a minyan ha-ra'oi, right? It was supposed to, you don't need two doors in order to make it a minyan ha-ra'oi, where all 19 animals are going to be patur. So says Gemara, kasavar asiri me'el of kadosh. Now, he couldn't say that because he holds that the asiri is kadosh automatically. After he counted nine tla'im, the tla' that comes out next, regardless of what he calls it, even if he calls it echad, it's automatically ma'aser behemah, and therefore the nine that follow are not putter with that hafrasha, and he's gonna the nine that follow are not a minyan haroya at all, and number 19 that he called 10 is irrelevant because there was really number 10 that he called 1 that's the ma'aser behemah, so the nine that follow are not putter at all. The only way you can have all 19 be putter is the situation that he set up where there are two doors, nine come out that door, nine come out that door, and then there's one remaining, and whatever happens with that one, the original 18 are all going to be patur. So now the Gemara asks Vayter, why does Rav Huna Bar Schora have to say that? We're talking about Shnei Psachim. I'll give you another way to touch it up. V'lishni lei begoran. Why not say that that the Bryce is talking about a deer that has only one Pesach? Umna'an zugos zugos. And it's talking about a case where nine zugos come out, and you count each zug as one, meaning nine pairs come out. So the 19th tle that comes out came out alone, and through that they're all pater from minyan ha-ra'oi, because when the first pair comes out, you count it as one. So the first two animals come out, you count one. Second two, you count as two. Third two, you count as three. And then when you get to number 10, it's animal number 19 that's coming out. So the Gemara says, no, that you can't say that that's the case of the Braisa. Kasavar asiri l'minyan behemos u'kadosh. You don't follow the minyan of what you're saying with your ma'ya. You say, echad, shnayim, shlosha. We follow the actual 10th animal that comes out. That's going to be the one that's kadosh. And since they came out, once five zugos came out, so that means 10 behemos came out, memela, one of the fifth zug is the kadosh one. And anything that comes after it is not going to be pata from ma'aser behema, because that's a new cheshbon, and there are only nine in that cheshbon, so that's not a minyan haroya l'saser. So in such a case, you would not say that they're pata from ma'aser behema. Amrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Zakai Imei de Rav Huna Bar Schora. The mother of Rav Huna Bar Schora was Zocha, that she had such a child, like Rav Huna Bar Schora, Dishani Leishmaita Berigla Kishmaitei, that he knew how to be Matari, it's a Braisa, for Rav in the time that, during the time of the Drasha, before the Regel, and he said, and he was able to touch up the Braisa, Alpi Rava himself. That meaning he was able to be Metarit Rava based on Rava's own Shita. How so? Because Rava had this, we had this problem with Rava, that Rava said that the other one, the remaining animals, the remaining five after your original Ma'aser Behema, are Mitztarif to Minyan Acher, to another deer. And we had a problem with that because there's a Brisa against it. Oh, but if that other Brisa assumes like Rava, that a Minyan Haroi Paters, all you need to do is set up a case where there are two doorways, and that solves all of the problems. Rav Zilberstein has an interesting shaila over here in Chashukei Chemed. He discusses a store that had some sort of promotion going on, that the 1,000th customer through the door was going to get some sort of prize. He was going to, whatever it was, whatever the prize was. And there was a problem with the with the machine that does the counting. So it counted 30, and then it went back to counting 1 again. So does 970, number 970 get the prize, or the one that says, you know, when it hit 1,000, so the confetti came and whatever, you know, it was, so when the number 1,000 came, it was the big deal. But maybe one, the number 1,000 was not the real 1,000. So you see, he says, B'chor estaf nun tesam beis, yudal l'tloy, m'chnisan l'dir, six come out there, four go out there, and the Gemara says, they're not mitzarif to minyan echad. So Rabbi Yashiv pointed out that Nira Bisvari says that if you count Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav with one Pesach, and then you continue to count Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud in the second Pesach, that then they are mitzdayif with each other, because it's hadavar rachok, says Rav Yashiv, that the Torah is going to be makbid that all 10 have to come out of one door. Meaning all the cases we had before, where some come out of that door, some come out of that door, that's if you count them separately. So you count 1 through 6 out of that door, 1 through 4 out of that door. But what if you count 1 through 6 out of that door and 7 through 10 out of the other door? He says, then the 10th one is going to be Maisa Behema. So you have to say that we're talking about where you counted, meaning in our Gemara, where we're assuming that the two doors are not Mitztarif, is that you start a new count with the second door. But then, why do we need to even say that there are two Pesachim? You have to say that in one Pesach, if you were to do the same thing, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hevav, and then say Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, it would still be Mitztarif with each other, and the tenth animal, even though you're only calling it Dalet, would still be Maaser Behema. So if the Bala Chanus is Mefarsem, that the thousandth customer is going to get a prize, it's considered to be the 970th, even though he didn't call him number 1,000, based on this halacha that emerges. Okay, but he says in this case the guy didn't say the 1,000th customer. He said number 1,000 is going to get, so whatever he calls number 1,000, whatever. But that's what he derives based on our Gemara. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha in different cases where something gets messed up in your Meiser Behema Cheshbon. So Yatsu Shnayim Kechas. Let's say two animals come out at one time. Mono Osam Shnayim Shnayim. You say about the first. So you count them as by twos, 2, 4, 6, 8, right? That's how you count them as they come out. So mna'an echad, and then you count then it's mona shnayim shnayim. That's one halacha. So the kedushas meiser is going to be chal on the behemos in the. In the 10th group. How does it work? They say on the first one shtayim, the second one arba, the third one sheish and vayter. So the kedushas meiser is going to be chal on the behemos that come out as number 10. It's to machlok rishonim how to read this mishnah. Some of the rishonim learn it that you're counting at 2, 4, 6, 8. 10. Others learn it that you're counting as each zug comes out, 1, 2, 3, even though they're coming out as twos, and therefore the one that's going to be meiser is going to be the 10th zug. Mina'an echad, if you count the first zug 1, and then you call the third animal that comes out, you call it 2, and the fourth animal that comes out, you call it 3, because two animals came out at once, and you called them 1, so even though they were two animals, you only called them 1, because they came out at the same time, so now you're off by one number, so now, Chi Vasiri Mekukalin, the 10th one that you called number 9, and the 11th one that you called number 10, were inappropriately counted, and they have a different din than what you thought they would have, because he thought that the 9th one would be Chulin and the 10th one would be Meiser. But since he messed up in his counting, the 10th one has Kedushas Meiser because it's actually the 10th. The 11th one is brought as a Karban Shlamim. And if he didn't ask Beis Din what to do, he just did what he originally thought, that treated the 9th one as Chulin and the 10th one as Meiser, then they're both Mekul Kalim. Then he messed up in both of them. Another halacha. Let's say they all go out single file, one after one. He just made a mistake. And Kara Lachi Asiri Lasiri Chi Lacharasar Asiri. What you did is you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, whoops, 9, 10. So you said 10 on number 9, and then you realized you didn't say 9, so you said 9 on number 10, and then after you said 9, you said 10 on number 11. Shlashon Mekudashin. Then they're all Kadosh. But Hachi, the 9th one that you called Asiri, grazes until it develops a mum, and is Nechal B'mumo. V'Asiri, the 10th one, is Meisr. That's actually Meisr, even though you called it number 9. V'Acharasar, and the 11th one, Karav Shlam, is brought as a Karban Shlamim, V'Osa Tmura. And if you do a Tmura for another animal, so the other animal becomes Kadosh with Kedushas Tmuras Shlamim, because it's not a Tmuras Meisr, where it's not Kadosh, Meisr is not able to be Maktish B'Tmura, Divra Meir. So because since it has the din of a Karban Shlamim, it's able to be Osa Tmura. Am Rabbi Yehuda v'chiyesh Tmura Osa Tmura. So Rabbi Yehuda asks on Rabbi Meir, the behema that itself is a Tmura for another Karban cannot make another Tmura. The next one that you try to exchange it for will not be Nitvas B'Kedushas Tmura. So the 11th one that you call 10 should not be able to make a Tmura, because it itself, its whole Kedusha was only an exchanged Kedusha. It was a Kedusha that was in place of Meiser. So Amru Mishumra Meir Ilu Haya Tamura Lo Haya Karav. If the 11th one would have been considered just a Tamura of the Meiser, then it would never be brought as a Karban. But the 11th one is brought as a Karban Shlamin. So it must be that it's not viewed as a Tamura. It's viewed as its own independent Kedusha. It's viewed as an actual Karban Shlamin. Another halacha, karlachi asiru lasiri asiru lachadas or asiri. Let's say you call three animals in a row, number 10. You call number 9, 10, 11, 10, 10, 10. Ein achadas or makudash. Then the 11th one is not going to be makudash. Zeh klal. Why is it not makudash? So the klal explains. Kol shlo nek harshem asiri mimenu, ein achadas or makudash. This is the klal that we discussed yesterday. If number 10 didn't lose its number 10, you were not oker the number 10 from the actual 10th animal, then the 11th one cannot have kedusha. There's only room for the 11th one to be kadosh as Meiser Behema or as something like Meiser Behema if you robbed the 10th one of its status by not calling the 10th one 10. But if you called the 10th one 10, then there's nothing left for number 11. So we had a discussion, yeah, but what about number 9? Could number 9 be kadosh if number 10 is still called 10? So that was the machlokas yesterday. But as far as number 11 is concerned, that's beferish in the Mishnah. That number 11 will not be kadosh unless number 10 was robbed of its status as number 10. So now, the Mishnah told us that two tloim that come out of the deer that are counted as echad, right? So it spoke about such a case. So the Gemara discusses which of the tloim is miskadish as meiser. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, menatan zugos zugos. If they come out in pairs, and you count them two at a time, kintarin kintarin, or 100 come out at one time, and you call the first 100 that come out achas, and the next 100 that come out you call shnayim, asiri l'minyano hu kadosh. The 10th in your counting is going to be kadosh. So what does that mean? It says Gemara l'minyano mai. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he says asiri l'minyano hu kadosh? So Gemara says machlokas amorayim, and what he means. Rav Mari amar l'minyan shalo hu kadosh. That since you counted the 10th group as 10, so all of the animals in the 10th group are considered meiser on the 9 groups that preceded it. Rav Kahana Amar, Leminyan Behemos hu kadosh. No, nothing to do with your count. It's the 10th animal that's going to become kadosh, and every 10th animal is going to be kadosh. Tanan, so the Mishnah had said, our Mishnah had said, Yatu Shnayim Keachas Mona Osan Shnayim Shnayim. If two come out at a time, you count them by twos. Minna'an Echad, if you continue to count them, Kisidran, Chi, Vasiri, Mukul Kalim, then number 9 and 10 are going to be messed up. Meaning, two came out at the same time, you counted it as one, then the third animal you counted as two, and then you just continue the count. So Bishal, the Mandyam Min Shalom Kadosh, I understand very well, like Rav Mari, that your own minion is Kadosh, that the 10th one in your count is kadosh, mishum hachiyav achiv asir mukukalin. That's why the 9th and 10th are messed up. Bila asiri kakari lechii ula achadasar asiri, because you called the 10th one 9 and the 11th one 10. So the true 10th one has kedusha, and the 10th one in your minion has kedusha. So that's why it's mukul kalim. Elamandiyar b'minyan behemos kadosh. But if you always say that we always just follow the actual number of animals that have come out, so why when you messed up the count, is it a mukul kalim? La chi chi ka karilei. The real 9th one, he called 9. La siri asiri ka karilei. And the 10th one he called 10, because the minion is nikva based on how they came out of the deer, not based on what he counted them. So the tle that came out 9th is called 9, even though he called it 10, it's actually called 9. And the 10th one came out of the deer, even though he called it 11, it really is number 10. So nothing should be makulko, meaning we should ignore whatever numbers he's saying and just count based on how many came out of the deer. Meaning if you hold like Rav Kahana, that l'minyan behemos hu kadosh, that everything just follows how many animals came out, it doesn't matter what this guy is saying. So how could you ever say that it's makul kalin? So Amalek Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Kahana would respond to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan responds rather, ki amina ana, when do I say that the asiri l'minyano hu kadosh, meaning Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that the minyanu kadosh. It was Amar Rabbi Yochanan that Hasiri the minyanu kadosh. These Amoraim are arguing what Rabbi Yochanan meant. So Rav Kahana would say, no, you know what Rabbi Yochanan would say? He would say, Ki amina ana hechidi chavin lapuke zugos zugos. In a case where you're intending to bring them out in groups, so since that's the way you're counting them, hechad nafing mele lo. But if they're coming out on their own in that way, then I never meant to say this din. Then the minyan is not going to be mekadesh, because the yitziyah alone is not going to be considered a minyan. Your minyan has to count as well. So when the first two come out as a zug, and you count both of them as one, and then you count the third one as two, the tle that you counted as nine, which is really the tenth, and the tle that you counted as 10, which is really the 11th, so in such a case, his minion counts as an actual minion, so both tla'im have a shame asiri, and they are in fact mekul kalim. Tashema, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that Rav Kahana is correct, that l'minyan behemos hu kadosh, and akasha on the sheet of Rav Mari from a brisa, because it says as follows, minot l'mafreya, let's say you count them backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, right? Asiri shebeminyan hu kadosh. The 10th one, the one that comes out last, the one that comes out 10th is kadosh. So bishlam, man yam l'minyan behemos hu kadosh. If you say it all depends on the behemos and how they came out, so shapir, I understand why the 10th one is kadosh. So man yam l'minyan shalo kadosh. But if you say like Rav Mari, that the 10th one in his own counting is kadosh, asiri chad karile. What do you mean? The 10th one, he called 1, he didn't call 10. Sans Gemara. Amarava, how will the Isay b'minyana parsa de karila sarachad? No, the reason why even Rav Mari would agree that Kedushas Meister is going to be chal and the 10th one out, which you happen to call 1, is because in the Lashon Parsi, Eser is called Echad. So in the way that you called it Echad, that really means 10 in Lashon Parsi, and that's the only reason that it's in fact Kaddish. Okay, we'll stop there. We finished a little short because tomorrow there's only one Amud, so I figured we'll save a whole daf for tomorrow to finish this after Bezras Hashem.